Joseph, I'd never go to bed. Can't get a good night's sleep. After hearing the unsettling news that his fiancée is pregnant, Joseph learns in a dream that the child came from the Holy Spirit. "Don't be afraid," the angel says. "Take Mary as your wife and the child as your son." And so he does. And in the next dream, the angel says, "Get up and go to Egypt." And he does. And when Joseph makes the mistake of dozing off again, the angel sends him back to Israel. Joseph, despite his questions, is obedient to God's messenger, guarding the precious life entrusted to his care, way beyond anything he could have foreseen. Joseph heroically guards the world's Savior and participates in God's work of salvation. To avoid King Herod's persecution, Joseph and his family are forced to flee their homeland and live in exile in Egypt. They are refugees. Like all refugees, they experience the sadness of being away from home and face the difficulties and hardships of living in a foreign land, facing poverty, having to learn another language, and being treated as outsiders, undesirables, even as criminals. The life of the Savior is no longer entrusted to Joseph, but to us. We can never fail to recognize, as Joseph did, the sacred presence of God with us and the sacred presence of God within the other, the immigrant, the refugee, the stranger, the poor. Practiced reverence for others, especially for the stranger and the poor, guards the life of the Savior among us. As Jesus himself was an immigrant and refugee, so our care for the immigrant and the refugee is care for Jesus himself. That's why we make a big deal out of it. That's the way we participate in God's work of salvation. It's a heroic mission. But as the angel always says, don't be afraid.